Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Matthew 28, the verses 16 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." My theme for reflection is embracing the call to discipleship. Embracing the call to discipleship. Have you ever heard someone say, "I have good news and bad news"? In a world filled with bad news, hearing good news is a breath of fresh air. The best news anyone can hear is what Jesus Christ has done for them. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." In Matthew 28:16-20, known as the Great Commission, Jesus Christ gives his disciples a very significant mission: to go and make disciples of all nations. This passage marks a turning point, transitioning from Jesus' earthly ministry to the disciples' role in spreading his teachings. The disciples worship him, yet some still doubt, showing a very human reaction to the overwhelming task ahead. Jesus Christ assures them of his divine authority and presence, emphasizing that they are not alone. My dear friends, this promise extends to all believers, reminding us that our spiritual journey and efforts to share our faith are supported by his everlasting presence. The command to baptize and teach underscores the importance of introducing others to the faith and nurturing their spiritual growth. As we reflect on this passage, we are invited to consider our role in the Great Commission. Are we ready to step out of our comfort zones to share our faith? Do we trust in Jesus' promise to be with us always, even in moments of doubt and uncertainty? There are two questions for reflection. In what ways can you actively participate in spreading the message of Jesus in your community or circle of influence? Number two, how can you strengthen your faith to overcome doubts and fully embrace the call to discipleship? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Great Commission and the assurance of your presence with us always. Grant us the courage and faith to step out and share your love and teachings with those around us. Help us to trust in your guidance and strength, especially in moments of doubt. And may we be faithful disciples, committed to making your name known and nurturing the faith of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us always, now and forevermore.